This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Summer has just begun, I understand, but believe it or not, it's only a couple of months away from school starting. Sorry, kids, have a good summer. But when you do get to school, you're going to need a backpack. And here are two wonderful people from the Holy Family Episcopal Church, the Reverend Amber Evans, and backpack lead Ken Myers, to discuss exactly how they make that happen. This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Welcome, Amber and Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. When and how did this initiative start?
The initiative started with our youth group about 29 years ago. And the first year we helped 27 children with backpacks and school supplies. It's grown, and this last year we helped 483 children with backpacks and school supplies.
What percentage of the school district is that? That's a lot. It sounds a lot.
Well, there are about 800 children in the school district who qualify for school lunches. So that's kind of the population that we're aiming at. And we're getting roughly 500 so far. Hopefully we can get the other 300. And there's around 2,400, 2,700 students in the district. So that kind of gives you a rough idea. So it's a significant portion.
That's shocking, really, you think, in this day and age. So you get these backpacks. First of all, how do you finance that? Who pays for them?
As far as financing it, there's a couple of different sources. The Friends of the Library provides us with a very large donation. Also, the Episcopal Impact Fund and several Episcopal churches around the peninsula provide money, as do some of the local churches and the Jewish community. It's also the Lions Club, the Odd Fellows, the Rotary, and so on. So it's truly a community effort.
And this was the first year that we were participating in Coastside Gives.
Yes, and that was another big source of funds.
Oh, that's very effective. I know the station really supports that. Fantastic. And once you get the backpacks, I understand, Ken, that you were able to source them from various organizations during sales.
Exactly.
Ken is an amazing shopper. He's always watching for the sales, so he's especially paying attention right after the big back-to-school shopping season happens. After the backpack giveaway happens in August, he'll start looking around October for the sales to start, and he'll be keeping his eye out to purchase backpacks throughout the rest of the year whenever they go on sale. So we're always getting shipments of backpacks at the church. And in the same way, he's shopping for school supplies. So inside each backpack or in a tote bag that comes with the backpack, the students receive a tote bag full of school supplies. They're by age. So we have a set of school supplies for kindergartners, for elementary age, and for the upper grades 6 through 12. And the supplies are what the teachers in the schools have told us that the students need. And then Ken is watching for those supplies, and he's buying them in bulk that the students will have what they need, and we're able to provide them at a lower cost. The overall cost for the backpack drive is about $60 per student for these supplies and the backpack. And if a parent were to make these purchases on their own, it would probably cost twice that or even more to purchase those school supplies.
I've heard the horror stories that teachers sometimes have to, I'm not sure about this district, but certainly statewide, they have to buy their own supplies for the children because there's not enough. They must appreciate this as well.
They do, and we have a number of teachers who actually volunteer for the program.
Oh, on top of their job, that's hard enough. Wow.
They like to help distribute and organize the supplies.
Once you get the supplies, you've got the backpacks. Who assembles them? Are they volunteers?
So we'll be looking for volunteers to help stuff all of the totes. We buy these shopping totes, so there's black and orange totes, school colors. And so depending on the grade, they'll get either a black or an orange tote, or we also have some blue totes that we'll use for the kindergarten and pre-Ks.
Does it take a long time to do this process? I know you distribute. We're going to get into distribution in a minute, but sometime in August. Actually, is it a couple of weeks to set them all up or days?
It takes us probably a couple of hours to set up. We use the Coastside Hope Warehouse. They're a key partner of in this program. They both identify the children and make sure that they qualify based on income, but they also provide us facilities. So we use their facility on Main Street to do the distribution, and we use their warehouse, which is up in the industrial part of the harbor, to actually stuff the totes there, and we have volunteers, and we'll have volunteer shifts to do that. It goes pretty quickly. Yeah. We get a lot of volunteers, so usually takes us about 2 days to do the stuffing.
A lot of totes.
It's 500 totes.
When you say qualify, what are the qualifications to participate in the program?
So the main qualification is you need to be a student in the Cabrillo School District. Mm-hmm. And the second is income-based, and it's 50% or less of the income level here, the average income level here on the coast. Or it's actually for San Mateo County, I believe.
Just to remind our listeners, the Cabrillo School District extends from Monterra down to South Half Moon Bay. And so if you want to give an email or a website address for any potential volunteers to sign up.
So that's easy. It's backpacks@holyfamilyhmb.org.
And would it be the same email for participating in the program? Or is that a different one?
So this would be for participating in the program would be with Coastside Hope.
Through Coastside Hope. You mentioned qualifications and to sign up.
John, can I mention another way people can help?
Yes, please.
So in addition to the school supplies that go into the totes, because we partner with Friends of the Library, we're able to provide donated books to the children. And there's a big table of books that the children can pick from to put into their backpack. And so right now, if you have gently used children's books, you can donate them at the library. Just come into the front desk with your books and let someone know that you'd like to donate these to the backpack drive. And that is one way that anyone can get involved and help out with this project.
So it really is truly a community effort in so many multifaceted ways to help.
Absolutely. The volunteers who help with this come from so many of our community organizations. They come from the schools, they come from the National Charity League, they come from the churches and the social organizations. It's an amazing community effort.
And the feedback you get from the parents, and we've heard about the teachers, what about the parents?
The parents and the children are so grateful and excited. I was able to, in my first year at Holy Family last year, participate in the distribution day of the backpacks, and it was so joyful to see the children come up to the table and see all of the backpacks, because they are they're really high quality backpacks. They look like all the backpacks that the children will have at school. They're not in any way stigmatizing or different. They don't look like they're something that you got secondhand or something like that. So the kids come up to the table and they see all the choices of these really cool backpacks that Ken has done a great job selecting. And maybe there's pink sparkles or something really cool and sporty that someone might be interested in. And the children's eyes just really light up that they get to choose from this great selection. And it's just wonderful to watch. And so, of course, the parents are delighted to see their children be excited. Mm. And as a volunteer, it's also really rewarding to watch them.
Well, I applaud you. It's such a fantastic job you're doing. So tell us about Holy Family Episcopal Church.
Thank you. Holy Family is a small congregation on the south side of Half Moon Bay. We're on Highway 1, Cabrillo Highway. We're south of Cameron's, and you might have seen us. We have a big red barn. We're located in a historic farmhouse, and we also have a preschool on our site, so we share We share that space with a really wonderful children's center. If you're looking for a really enriching and loving place to have care for your 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds, it's a fantastic children's center called Holy Family Children's Center. And our congregation, our Sunday church service is at 10 in the morning. We like to say that we're a small but mighty church. A lot going on for a little community. We have a lot of fellowship and social opportunities. We have a lot of spiritual learning that we do together and growing together. And we have, as you can tell, a lot of outreach because we believe that our job is to share love in the community.
And how would they reach you?
A great way to get a feel for what Holy Family is like is to visit our website. It's holyfamilyhmb.org. You can find a link to our online sermons there, and you can read about, you know, what we're like and what we have going on.
Well, thank you both for your service to the community. It's truly inspiring. This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
John Williams with a report on the annual Back to School Backpack Program. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now we must make way for Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, who wants to take us back to the year 1974. You're listening to the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast, 109 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
The City of Half Moon Bay encourages residents to attend block parties on Tuesday, August 4th in honor of National Night Out. The city is making it easy to host a block party by offering a $150 gift card to purchase food and other necessary items. National Night Out is a wonderful opportunity for residents to get together and reconnect with neighbors, as well as meet public safety officers and city leaders. National Night Out block parties will be held from 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, August 4th. To find out how you can be a block party host and apply for a $150 gift card, visit halfmoonbay.gov. National Night Out block parties. This Tuesday, August 4th, building stronger neighborhoods, one block party at a time.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1974, the Time Machine takes us to July 1974. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making the news. Air Force wants to buy 32 acres at Pillar Point Harbor. The County Board of Supervisors is urging Congress to approve funds for a 32-acre site, which the Air Force will use as a missile tracking site. The land is located adjacent to Pillar Point Harbor. And 3-year-old girl hurt in Canyon auto accident. A 3-year-old girl and her father suffered minor injuries when their car ran off of Higgins Parisma Creek Road and struck a bridge abutment. The car drifted when the father reached for a pair of sunglasses. And man killed in crash near Devil Slide. 48-year-old South San Francisco truck driver died after his truck struck an embankment and overturned near the north edge of Devil Slide. For the unknown reasons, the northbound truck crossed over the southbound lane, hit the embankment, and overturned on its right side, crushing the driver between the seat and the door. It took firemen 30 minutes to remove the body. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A fascinating thing happened recently at the harbor. It's something that happens only one day a year for a few hours. It's an unscheduled, unannounced, so it's almost fortunate that my 10-year-old son, Carter, got to be part of it. And thanks to a tip from the harbor master. Here's what the event involved. Hundreds of thousands of young salmon are released by a pipe from large trucks into the net pens before being released into the ocean to make their way into the ocean where they will want to grow and multiply, hopefully. Birds rally quickly, so the release gets to be spectacular with wildlife coming for prey. Predators can include pelicans, gulls, cormorants, Pacific harbor seals and sea lions, and larger fish. Count yourself lucky if you happen to be in the area when the next release happens. My son was thrilled to get to pull the lever, releasing thousands of little salmon spew into the ocean where they want to be. And all of them won't make it to the fisherman's boat, but they will be able to enjoy some time while they're still out there. Keep calm and salmon on. Inflation continues to spiral out of control in 1974, reaching 11.3%, and the global recession deepens. More and more smaller digital-based consumer products appear in the shops, and the earliest forms of word processors appear, which resemble a typewriter more than a computer. After the findings of the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon becomes the first U.S. president forced to resign from office. A nationwide 55 miles per hour speed limit is imposed to cut down on the gas usage, and in response to the energy crisis, daylight savings time commences nearly 4 months earlier in the U.S. For conspiracy theorists, the first use of the universal product barcode, the UPC scanner, is installed in the Marsh's supermarket in Troy, Ohio. Popular 1974 films include The Sting, The Exodus, and Blazing Saddles. In popular music, this English group creates a fictional event, gangster Al Capone making war on the Chicago police. It goes to number one in the United States, number three in England, and number two in Canada. Here's Paper Lace and The Night Chicago Died.
Of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street and the sound of running feet, and I asked someone who said about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a thought it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a thought the people saw. Yes. Then there was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a
that Chicago guy. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. The night Chicago died.
From blood and death of this world, we go to the heavenly. Janet Mead is a nun in the Sisters of Mercy Convent. Sister Mead likes to sing. She is known for her cathedral rock masses and radio programs. This week, she sings her way to the number 4 position on the charts and a gold record. Here's Sister Janet Mead with the Lord's Prayer. Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and this week's Financial Focus, turn your savings into paychecks in retirement. Margaret had saved diligently for decades. Every paycheck, a portion went toward her retirement account. Then the day finally came. She retired. Suddenly, the hardest part wasn't the saving. It was learning to spend. If that sounds familiar, you're not alone. Many retirees find the shift from building savings to living off them emotionally difficult, even when they've planned carefully. Here are five smart strategies that can help you feel more confident about what's ahead. Give yourself permission to spend conservatively. Your retirement plan likely assumes a certain annual spending amount, with increases each year to account for inflation. All else being equal, the lower those initial withdrawals, the longer your money will last. A financial advisor can help you set up portfolio withdrawals personalized to your goals and situation. Feel free to give yourself permission to spend those amounts, knowing there's intention behind them. For many retirees, the challenge isn't math, it's mindset. After years of being rewarded for saving, spending can feel like doing something wrong. It can help to reframe withdrawals as a paycheck you've already earned. For example, using your monthly distribution to cover travel, hobbies, or time with family isn't indulgent. It's the purpose of the plan you build. Connecting spending to your values can make it feel more natural and sustainable. Do be sure to review your spending regularly, and don't forget to set aside funds for annual expenses like taxes and insurance. Keep some cash on hand. A general rule of thumb for retirees is to keep about 12 months worth of withdrawals in a separate account for spending and another 3 to 5 years worth in short-term fixed income investments. This cushion can allow your stock investments time to recover from a market downturn, reducing the need to sell investments when markets are down. That said, holding too much cash carries its own risk, as your portfolio may not grow fast enough to keep pace with inflation. So while some cash is good, you'll also want to remain invested in assets with more growth potential to help your portfolio last through retirement. Review regularly. Retirement can last 25 years or more, and even the best laid plans need updating along the way. Review your financial strategy at least once a year or after any major life change. Stay flexible. Even small adjustments to your spending can have a big impact on how long your money lasts. Retirees who hold off on spending increases in years when their portfolio declines are often able to stretch their savings further than those who increase withdrawals each year for inflation, regardless of market performance. Making the switch from saving to spending takes both careful planning and a genuine shift in mindset. A financial advisor can help you build out an effective approach to switch from saving to spending and work with you so your family can enjoy the retirement you worked so hard to reach. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Chances are you are planning on doing some summer driving, and the chances are good that the temperatures you encounter are going to be much higher than the cool breezes of our coastside. This is Jason Peters of Phil's Tire and Auto. There are many advantages to keeping your car's AC working properly. AC keeps you cool and comfortable during long trips and hot weather. Good AC reduces fatigue, keeping you alert and focused. If your AC is questionable, we are here to help. Phil's Tire and Auto is located at 422 Parisima Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Our phone number is 726-5153. Drive safe and keep your AC working properly this summer.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that the U.S. Surgeon General recently issued an advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk? Hello, my name is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host today for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about alcohol use and the steps you can take now to safeguard yourself and your well-being. Recent news from the U.S. Surgeon General has brought to light a crucial health concern, the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. This may be unsettling news for many, but understanding the risks and knowing the steps you can take to protect your health is more important than ever. For years, we've been aware of the effects of alcohol has on our liver, brain, and heart. But now research reveals that alcohol can increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including breast cancer, liver cancer, and cancers of the mouth and throat. In fact, the Surgeon General's report urges that no level of alcohol consumption is completely risk-free when it comes to cancer. So, what does this mean for you? It's simple. Understanding the risks of alcohol and taking steps to evaluate your habits is the first step toward better health. If you or someone you care about drinks regularly, it's time to think about the impact of that decision. When I come back, I'll talk about the practical steps you can take today to evaluate your drinking habits and more after this word from Dr. Brian Shepherd.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and today we are discussing the recent U.S. Surgeon General advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk. We want to start by evaluating our drinking habits. Take a close look at your alcohol consumption. Are you drinking more than you intended? The Centers for Disease Control defines heavy drinking as more than 8 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. Are you exceeding that? This is a good time to be honest with yourself. You'll also want to consider your family's health history. Some people may have a higher genetic risk of developing certain cancers. It's important to know your family health history and talk with your doctor about how alcohol could interact with those factors. And if you're concerned or need support, talking to a healthcare provider is a good next step. They can help you assess your alcohol use, identify any signs of risk, and guide you through safe ways to reduce consumption. But let's be clear, you're not alone. Whether you're thinking about cutting back, quitting, or just want to know more, there are resources out there to support you. The National Cancer Institute has tools to help you assess your risk, and local health agencies such as the San Mateo County Health Department offer counseling and support for those looking to make a change. Remember, your health is a journey, and taking small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. If you're worried about alcohol's impact on your health or the risk of cancer, you don't have to face it alone. Taking the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. Take the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. You are your best advocate, and together we can make choices that support a longer, healthier life. For additional information or support, please feel free to reach out to me at 415-225-7000. 1-800-273-0973 or visit my website, lilygodso.com. That's L-I-L-Y, Lily, Godso, G-O-D-S-O-E.com. And let's start a conversation today to help you take the next step toward understanding and action. Your health matters. Don't wait. Start the conversation today. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godso with Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week, our musical caravan is pulling right up to the edge of Pillar Point Harbor. There's a legendary weekend of pure musical magic heading our way. On the weekend of Friday, July 17 and Saturday, July 18, the historic Old Princeton Landing is playing host to an absolute powerhouse. I'm talking about Jerry's Middle Finger. What a great band they are. There's something sacred about the Grateful Dead and the Jerry Garcia Band and tradition right here on our coastside. The fog, the ocean air, the community vibe is the perfect ecosystem for a jam band. And that's exactly what they are. And OPL is the ultimate venue to let that music breathe. It's got that gritty, beautiful, authentic rock and roll soul where the floorboards shake, the energy is electric, and you just know the room is going to be packed with good times, smiling faces, and plenty of tie-dye twirling. Yes, I said it, twirling. Born in Los Angeles back in 2015, Jerry's Middle Finger has established themselves as the premier tribute band to the classic Jerry Garcia Band experience. They capture that soulful, gospel-inflected rock and rhythm and blues, and it's really a great groove that Jerry loved to play outside of the Dead. Led by the brilliant guitar work and vocals of Garrett DeLoyan, the fluid rhythms of drummer Rodney Newman, and anchored by those soaring church-style backing vocals that gave the Jerry Garcia Band its infectious vibe. We're going to play three songs for you today, but let me tell you about the show coming up at OPL. It's going to be a multi-night gig for the ages at OPL. Tickets are available right now, $59.44. That is a strange price. Check the OPL website for more details on that. Grab them. This will probably sell out. This week, we're turning the tables over to the band to give you a front row preview of the magic. Now, as you know, Grateful Dead songs are really long, so I'm going to play three in a row, back to back to back. It'll take all of about 16 minutes. Believe me, that's three songs. That's a lot for a Jerry Garcia-style band. Jerry's Middle Finger has some great licks. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Three songs in a row. Magnificent Sanctuary, Mighty High, and Finders Keepers, all recorded live in Denver last year. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Sing it in the back.
salvation. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in the band. Talking to the band. Bringing in the sheep all over the world just as fast as they can. Singing in the band. Talking to the band. Drop everything you do in the joint sanctuary band.
It's the Coast Side Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artists, for the community. The Coast Side Carousel is where we want to be.
Thank you.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, and the absolute beauty of that Jerry Garcia Band groove, brought to life flawlessly by Jerry's Middle Finger, right here on Coastside Carousel. A working band and constantly touring, Jerry's Middle Finger is taking over the old Princeton Landing soundstage for two nights, Friday, July 17 and Saturday, July 18. Tickets are $59.44. I'm not sure why Brian priced them that way, but I'm sure he'll tell you at the door. Either way you slice it, for a band of this caliber in a venue as intimate and legendary as OPL, these shows are going to be the absolute pinnacle of our July calendar. Grab your crew, secure those tickets, and get ready for a weekend filled with incredible music, refreshing libations, of course, and the finest jam band vibes on the peninsula. Support for this week's musical journey comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. If you are craving authentic British comfort food right here on the coastside, Cameron's delivers. From world-class fish and chips and shepherd's pie to their award-winning homemade hamburgers, it's a taste of Newcastle right on Highway 1. The crew from KHMB was there just the other day and had a lovely meal. That's it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. I'm your host, Mike Dale. Until next week, enjoy your songs in the key of life. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the case Lee versus Wiseman, the Supreme Court ruled that for an adult to mention the word God at a public graduation constituted both psychological and religious coercion against the students. Yet consider the actions of William Samuel Johnson, a signer of the Constitution and one of America's leading educators who served as the first president of Columbia College. At his graduation exercises, William Samuel Johnson declared to the students, "You this day have received a public education, the purpose whereof has been to qualify you better to serve your Creator and your country. Your first great duties, you are sensible, are those you owe to heaven, to your Creator and Redeemer." Founding Father William Samuel Johnson believed that a public graduation was an appropriate setting to remind students of the duties which they owed God.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.